Hey everyone, welcome to Simply Learn's YouTube channel. Today we'll be talking about design thinking. But before that, let me tell you guys a few facts. Based on the growth of job offerings in the year 2021, LinkedIn confirms that the top in-demand technical skills are web development, SEO, design thinking, UX testing, and data visualization. Not just that, according to ZipRecruiter, the majority of design thinking consultant employees currently earn between $41,500 to $119,500 American dollars per annum, with top earners making $166,000 American dollars annually across the United States. Today, in this session, we will discuss what exactly is design thinking use case, why is design thinking important, the five phases of design thinking, and the four pillars of design thinking. Now, let's jump into the major question. What is design thinking and how is it helpful? Let me explain to you in a very simple way. Design thinking is extremely helpful in solving problems that are ill-defined or unknown. Design thinking is an iterative method that helps resolve user issues or redefines problems in alternative strategies and solutions that might not be instantly apparent with our initial level of understanding. Some of the famous companies using design thinking are PepsiCo, Braun, Bank of America, Bank of Ireland, GE Healthcare, Stanford Health, and many more. Let us focus on PepsiCo here. As everybody knows, PepsiCo Incorporation is an American multinational company which supplies food and beverages. Now, PepsiCo is using the approach of design thinking. But why did PepsiCo choose design thinking? And what are the changes it experienced? Did you know PepsiCo's sales rate increased when the company started addressing consumer needs? With the help of design thinking, the company communicated with customers and solved problems by collaborating with the teams and using innovative thinking. The company empathized with users to design successful processes, products, and services. The company saw profit with effective business strategies and innovations.
If getting your learning started is half the battle, what if you could do that for free? Visit SkillUp by Simply Learn. Click on the link in the description to know more.
Getting an idea of what clients require from each of the products, such as vending machines and good user experience, helped PepsiCo stay on top of the market. At the same time, design thinking is a very effective approach to solve business problems. The three major components of design thinking are technological possibilities, business success, and user needs. Here comes the important question. Why design thinking is important? To answer this question, we have come up with six answers. Design thinking solves problems using human-centric techniques. It is an iterative process. It understands user challenges and redefines problems. Next, it promotes a solution-based approach. Then it helps develop empathy with the target user. The last advantage is, it promotes adopting a hands-on approach to prototyping and testing. The design thinking process is widely used in industries and was created by the Stanford D School. It consists of five steps for creative problem solving. The five phases of design thinking are on the screen. First comes empathize. Empathize with users to get a better understanding of the problem. Next comes define. Note and document the information you find in the emphasize phase to identify the exact problem you should work on. Next is ideate. Strategize solutions for the problem identified in the define phase. Next is prototype. Create a prototype of the design solution that you finalized in the ideate phase. And the final process is to test. Test the design solution. Since design thinking is an iterative process, you can redefine the solution based on the test results. Let me give you an important information. Always remember that the five phases, stages, or modes are not always sequential. This process do not follow any specific order and can be applied once or can be repeated iteratively. Ensure you do not follow the phases as an hierarchical or step-by-step process. Moving on to the next topic, let's see what are the four important pillars of design thinking. So, the four important pillars of the design thinking. The first one is understand by asking the user's need. The second one is explore by finding patterns. Third one is prototype by making tangible. The fourth and the last one is evaluate by always iterating. The famous Steve Jobs once said, design is not just what it looks like, it is how it works. Let me explain you this with a small example. TV remote control. There has always been an evolution in remote controls. Earlier, people used universal remotes. The major disadvantage of universal remote is the complexity. The remote had a lot of buttons, which made an individual difficult to understand. Then came smart remotes. Managing the physical keys of the remote control device is not easy. But with smart remotes, users had only the major keys, which was easy to operate. An individual does not have to depend on the remote completely like in earlier days. Not just that, a smart remote can be operated via mobile phones as well. Isn't that simple and creating? Of course it is. This evolution was done with the help of design thinking. The design thinking process serves as a strong foundation to formulate reliable strategies that result in good products. Now, we have come to the end of this video on design thinking. I hope it was informative and interesting. If you have any questions about the topics covered in this video, please ask away in the comment section below. Our team of experts will be very happy to solve all your queries. Thank you for watching. Stay safe and keep learning.
Hi there. If you like this video, subscribe to the Simply Learn YouTube channel and click here to watch similar videos. To nerd up and get certified, click here.